While visiting one of our classrooms, one of the students asked me, "What good is faith for?" Now, please know he asked it in a very respectful way, and throughout our conversation, I could tell he was really trying to understand. Here I am at this Catholic school, I'm a Catholic person, how does my faith affect me in a very practical way? So I'd like to give you some of the points I made to him in our discussion throughout my visit to that classroom. So faith is the starting point in our relationship with God, and from faith comes hope. So faith tells us that God exists and God wants to be in relationship with us. And hope says that no matter what happens, good or bad, God can use or redeem it for our salvation. And we see this in three groups of people in our scripture readings today, or three individuals or groups. We have the tribe of Judah, we have Zechariah and Elizabeth, and we have Mary. Now, before we look at these biblical examples, I'd like to give a real-life example of what can happen when someone doesn't have faith. Now, the example I'm going to give did not happen in the state of California, so I'm not revealing any family secrets here. Well, this family anyway, and it wasn't my biological family either. So I was at a secular event, and a man came up to me, introduced himself, and he said to me, "I'm an atheist," so by definition, a man of no faith. And then he went on to say he believes religion is the cause of all the world's problems. I thought to myself, obviously he just finished reading Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Because if that's your opening statement, I don't know where we go from that one. So I said, okay, I'll play your game. So the conversation continues, and as it does, it became very apparent that he is a man of faith, but his faith is in himself and in the government. So our conversation naturally turned to politics and world events. As we started to talk, he started to say, maybe I misread all religious people, because a lot of the issues that he was concerned about, I said, I'm concerned about them as well. We differed a little bit how we might solve these problems, but none the same. He said, okay, maybe this guy isn't a total kook because he sees the things in the world that I see. Then he started to share how he has two children who are in their early teens. And I could see a father's heart breaking, because in his mind, neither the government nor he could protect his children from all the things that was going on in the world. And as a result of this, I saw the opposite of hope in this man. I saw despair or hopelessness. So I thought, okay, let me give him a little pep talk here. And I reminded him, I said, you know, the Roman Empire collapsed and Western civilization pretty much collapsed, but yet we were able to rebuild it. I said, in the Middle Ages, 100 million people died in Europe in a 5-year period due to Black Death, and yet we're still here. Then I said, well, look at all the advancements that we've made in science, in medicine, and in pizza making, right? So I said, things can be good here. And he kind of softened a little bit, and he looked at me, and he's like, yeah, but still I just don't see how you can be so optimistic with all the stuff that's going on in the world. And I said to him, quite frankly, I said, look, I said, I can do that because of my faith. My faith gives me hope. Hope allows me to know that no matter what happens, good or bad, God can use or redeem it for our salvation. My hope tells me that I don't have to save the world. Jesus Christ did that. I have to do the next right thing that's in front of me. The next right thing that's within my power, my control to do, I have to do it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to spend my life worrying about things happening billions of miles away, because I really can't control them if you think about it. So he thought for a minute, he said, you know what? He goes, you're a good man. He goes, we need more people like you in the world. Now, this coming from a man who just 5 minutes earlier said that he was an atheist and that church was the problem of all the world. The church was the world's problems. So our faith is in God, right? Our faith should never be in the government and scientists and priests or any of that stuff. Of course, we need good structures in our life. We need good people in our lives. We need people to do that, but from time to time, they're going to fail us. So ultimately, we have to say our faith is in God. And here's why. Let's look at our relationship with God. In the first reading, you have the prophet Micah, and he's preaching about salvation that God wants to offer to the tribe of Judah. Now, in 920 BC, the United Kingdom of Israel splits into two kingdoms. You have the Northern Kingdom, which is the Kingdom of Israel, and they reject God's covenant, and they start worshiping false gods. Then you have the Southern Kingdom, which is the Kingdom of Judah. Now, the Kingdom of Judah maintained the covenant with God and didn't reject God outright, but, you know, they started to stray from time to time. So Micah comes along, and he starts to criticize the political and religious leaders of the time. And he starts to say, you need to amend your ways. You need to get back into right relationship with God. Although you've kept the covenant, you're breaking it by the way that you live out your lives. And Micah is saying, don't put your faith in the leaders. Put your faith in God, and hopefully the leaders will come back as well. Next, we have Zechariah and Elizabeth. In Luke 1, 6 through 7, it says, both were righteous in the eyes of God. So here are people who said, yes, we want to do the right things, and we're doing it. But it said that they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in age. And they must have prayed and prayed and prayed, please God, we want children in our marriage. We want to have a child to share our life with. And then over time, after a long time of praying, God says, okay, in my time, I will give you that child. And they were given John the Baptist. Finally, there's Mary. She has an encounter with an angel, conceives by the Holy Spirit, and gives birth to Jesus Christ. You can only imagine throughout Mary's life with Jesus that lots of things happened that aren't in the scriptures that had her scratching her head, like, what am I supposed to do with this now, right? But she said, okay, I'm going to remain true to God. I'm going to have hope in God that it'll all work out. But then you have to think about it. Think about Good Friday when she stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son die. I mean, that was an incredible act of faith. Imagine if you're a parent to watch your child die right in front of you. It must be the most horrible experience a parent could have. But yet Mary had hope and said, okay, somehow this is God's will. And 3 days later, her son rose from the dead. Today in my ministry, I'm brought into situations where I have to deal with addiction, adultery, terminal diseases, infertility, poverty, depression, suicide, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Without faith, like the man in the beginning of my homily, I would see myself saying, yeah, the world is a pretty horrible place, and falling into despair. People ask me from time to time, Father, how do you do it? How do you deal with all this stuff? My answer is, I don't. God does. I've learned through faith that God is in charge. Yes, I'm called to be an instrument and a witness of God's grace, but it is God who is ultimately in control. I've learned through hope that God has a plan. Even when a situation, from my perspective, seems hopeless, I have learned it is not. Even when a situation ends in death, I know through hope that this is not the end. Because in 2 days, we're going to celebrate Jesus Christ coming into the world and offering eternal life to all who believe. So to answer our student's question, what good is faith for? Well, it puts us into that right relationship with God and lets us know that God is in a loving relationship with us. And this gives us hope. Hope that says no matter what happens, God can redeem any situation for our ultimate good, which is our eternal salvation.